Can you kind of bring us up to speed what the last couple months have been like for you? Where have you been spending your time? What have you been doing?
I've just been working out. I went to LA for a little bit to work out. Then I've been to New Orleans and just training and stuff like that. And just keep my head in the game, just trying to make sure I'm in shape, ready to go as much as I can be.
Yeah, I guess you got, did you work out for these guys back like during camp, and how did that go, and how did this week go?
Oh, yeah. Just kind of wanted to come in and meet with everybody and talk a little bit, and they wanted me to make sure I was in shape and things like that, and kind of get my health, see where I'm at health-wise and stuff like that, which I understand. And it was just an understanding, you know, just make sure you stay in shape, and that was it.
When you get the call, what's that like when you get the call and say, this team wants me, all right?
It's exciting. I mean, to come to an organization like this is a great organization, and just to have the opportunity to play with great teammates like we have here, it's just an honor, and I'm just thankful.
Are they kind of giving you an idea of your role at this point? I mean, I know it's very early for you.
Well, I'm just figuring that out right now, meeting with the coaches, trying to get caught up to speed. But just got my nose in the playbook, and like I said, just got a bunch of great players on this team, and they're all just been so welcoming and helping me out, so I'm excited.
Are you of the mindset that if they need you to start and play Sunday, you can do it?
I'm here for whatever they need me to do. That's point blank, period. Whatever coach asks me to do, that's what I'm going to do.
How similar is the scheme here to a scheme that you're used to running?
I've run a lot of different schemes, so at this point, it's more about getting the verbiage and the language down, and making sure I'm in the right spots and learning that and then going from there. But at the end of the day, football is football. It's just knowing where you need to be and communicating with everybody else.
With how things unfolded in New Orleans, and I know a lot of it was injury related, but do you feel like you've got something to prove?
Oh, for sure. Anytime you step out in the field or anytime you're playing this game, I always have something to prove. That's just how I'm wired. So injuries are part of this game, and unfortunately, you know, there's nothing much you can do about that. And I understand that, but now it's about taking care of my body and just making sure I'm available and doing what I need to do for this team.
As important as communication is on that back end, realistically, I mean, how quickly can you pick up the verbiage and how quickly can you feel comfortable communicating with it?
I don't know. I think time will tell. I just got to keep going out there and do it. Today was the first day at practice, so I'm going to go in there and meet with the coaches and, you know, see what kind of corrections they have for me, see what I look like on film and go from there. But it's kind of just getting feedback from the coaches and seeing where I'm at when I go out there and do it.
What kind of advantage is it being a veteran? I mean, having so many years in the league, so you're, like you said, familiar with different schemes and things like that. What's that advantage for you?
It helps. It definitely helps, you know, just being around the game for a couple of years, for a few years. It helps, definitely, and kind of gives you kind of some things that you're looking for. But like I said, each system's different, and, you know, coaches have said there's a Panther way, and that's something that, you know, coming in here I'm buying into, and I want to learn what they do and how they do it, and I'm going to jump in.
You saw these guys two times a year in New Orleans. You must have some pretty specific memories of some of those games and some of those moments. What were your highlights?
Detroit?
Against the Panthers.
Oh, against the Panthers.
I'm sorry, yeah, New Orleans against the Panthers.
Okay, my impressions of the Panthers, just a physical team. You know, they're real physical, both sides of the ball, in the trenches. Like to be smash mouth on offense, run the ball, and defense, you know, they fly around and smack you. So that was my impression of, you know, every time we played the Panthers, it was, you knew you had to bring a hard hat.
Does that gel pretty well with kind of your background?
Oh, yeah. You know, you got to mix it up. Like I said, it's the Panther way. And, you know, you're coming into a new team, and I'm learning these guys and how they do it, and I'm buying in, and I'm going to jump right in and do my best.
As a safety, is it easier or harder to kind of get that verbiage quicker based on your position? I know a quarterback would be completely thrown into the deep end, I would think, but as a safety, is it easier or maybe even tougher?
It can be tough because you are similar. You are kind of calling some things and regulating some things in the back end. You're kind of getting people lined up, like corners, letting people know what they got. So in that sense, it can be difficult. But like I said, I'm picking up. I got great teammates. They're helping me out, so it helps.
You more comfortable in the box or back deep?
Wherever they need me, honestly. It's just about getting out there and doing it.
Do you find that with turnovers, like once a defense kind of starts getting rolling, the Panthers have kind of struggled forcing turnovers so far this year. Mm-hmm. Once you start getting rolling, is it kind of rolls downhill?
Yeah, I think, getting turnovers is contagious. And I think, you know, once you get them, it starts to roll. And, you know, the way guys fly around here, it's kind of just snowballs. Just keeps picking up.
Do you have a lot of workouts?
Pardon
me? Do you have a lot of workouts the last month or so?
You know what? Honestly, I was getting calls, and it was more of like I wanted to make sure that I was ready and that I wanted to go to the team that was calling. So it was kind of like a mutual thing, but I was just making sure I was staying in shape.